We are on Daf, Peites, Ahmed Aleph. We hear in the Mishnah, Ein la Peites, Veloi Mezaynes, Veloi Belois. That they cancel the Isha, that was Shanises Apiyai Decha, the Bo Baila, Ein la Peites, Veloi Mezaynes, Veloi Belois. Tnai Ksube, Kiksube Domi. Now, before we'll see Rashi, I'd just like to say over how the Ritva learns Pshat, and then we'll see the problems that the Ritva had in Rashi. Ein la peiris, the Ritva learned Pshat, that means din peiris, that means ein la pirkuna, that the first husband is not mechuyev to be peidaha. And on that, the Gemara is giving a reason to nai ksube kechsube domi. That means even though in the shtar ksube, it's not written rochel bitcha ktane that you have to be paid to your wife, but that's from the tnai ksube, that you have to be paid to your wife. So just like we say the etzim ksube his potter, they constant her that he doesn't owe her the etzim ksube, so all the tnai ksube, he also doesn't know all the obligations that a husband is obligated to a wife. He doesn't know her. So that's pshat in the Gemara, tnai ksube kichsube domi. So that's v'loi mezoinis. Mezoinis is mamish in the ksube. And peiris is tnai ksube, because it's not written in the ksube, but from the tnai ksube, it's also from the obligations that a husband has to a wife. Now, Rashi in the Mishnah had said, when Rashi says, Pshat in the Mishnah, Ein lo peiris, Rashi says, now we don't have Rashi in the Mishnah. We don't have Rashi in the Mishnah, so let's see Rashi over here. So Rashi says, Nai ksube, Bezeinaichi uksusaichi, that's mamash from Chiyubi ksube, that's why he doesn't owe her mezeinis. So Rashi does not learn that peiris means din peiris, the chiyuv, that what he's obligated to his wife for the peiris. No, Rashi says, upeiris she'ochel nami loy mishalem. If he ate peiris, he doesn't have to pay her. Af al gav be'ein lo ksubet. So now Rashi asks, why, so there's no Yesha, if there's no Chiyuv Eksube, so therefore there's no Chiyuv Pirkunam, so why should he have to hold the payers? Why is Nemechuyiv to give back the payers? Mishum the Rabbonon Kansua. Because the Rabbonon Kansua. Period. Let's stop over here for 1 minute. So the Ritva asks on Rashi, so that's very nice, but the Gemara doesn't say that. He says Rashi learns is speaking about the peiris, that the peiris that he had eaten, he doesn't have to pay her. And Rashi says, L'chayre, he has no right to eat the peiris because there's no chiyuv ksube, there's no chiyuv pirkune, so why should he eat the peiris? So Rashi says, Rabbonan Kansua. Fine. But the Ritva asks, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Tnai Ksube Kiksube. Rashi, the Gemara says, Mishim da Rabbonan Kansua. So the Eir Gadol in Mishnayis, on this Mishnah, brings Rashi in Yesh Mutoris, and he says, Rashi in Yesh Mutoris says, Pshat HaRashi Moim Pshat in Ar Gemara, because Rashi in Yesh Mutoris brings down Ar Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Let us just go back to Daf Pei Dalet Amud Dalet for 1 minute. So Rashi and Daf Pei Dalet Amud Dalet says as follows on the Mishnah. V'loi peiris. There's no din, v'loi peiris. That by a shniye, there's no peiris. Say Rashi again. Says the same shot. Ein mishalem lo peiris nichse meluk. She'ochal mishalo. He doesn't give her the peiris that he ate. Av hagav the kaimulam b'ksube is tiknu pirkuna tachas peiris nichsik meluk shehu oichel, that they were misakin pirkuna tachas nichsik meluk, כדסנן לקוס אבלודים תשתבוי אף לקים החייב לבדויסה שהוא תנאי בזן. The tonight business to be paid by. And Vizu ain't chayiv livdoisa. And here, Bechlaud, there's no chayiv livdoisa. The lekerin and bay va'is vinach le'intu. So here Rashi comes from left field. Rashi says, here Bechlaud, there's no chayiv by a shnir. And here it's also the same din. Here there's Bechlaud no chayiv to be poidah, because it's the chiev of pidyonis vaisvinach le'intu. I'll take you back for a while. And there's no din vaisvinach le'intu by shniyas. So Memela Sarashi is asking, so if there's no chiev lifdoiso, so then he has no right to peiris. The whole peiris is because of pirkuna. And there's no chiev pirkuna because it's vaisvinach le'intu. Why? So Rashi brings down our Gemara. He doesn't have to pay the peiris, because so what does that mean? So Rashi explains. Ksubas nichsei tzoin barzel sheichnisa loy mishelo betoiras ksube. So Narash says there are two ksubes. There's a ksube that a husband obligates himself to a wife. That's one ksube. There's another ksube which we call anadn, what a wife brings into the husband. So Memele, so if she brings on, she brought in Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel by Shnias, and now he goes and gives her a get, so after the get she says, please return the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, so the aloha is that she doesn't get Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel. That remains by the husband. So just like, the heiche de leigovia minei ksubas nichsei tzayim balzo, shechnisa loy mishelo bitoiras ksube, what she brings in for him, konsua nami de leitigve minei perish sheochal bitnai ksube shel pirkuna. That means she has to give him perish for pirkuna. So just like whatever she gave him, just like the ksube that she gave him, she doesn't get back. So the peiris that she gave him to pay off for his chiyev tnai ksube, also she doesn't get back. Shehu tnai bezn, shein kosu bishtar ksube. So memele, so that's a Rashi lemshatn agamore. So Ashlam Shanagmot Nai Ksube Ki Ksube, we're not talking about his Chiyev Ksube. We're talking about just like her Ksube, that she brought into him. She doesn't get back. She loses it. She loses the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel. So Huadin, she loses the Peiris that she gave to him because of the Chiyev Pekune. And Fakert, he says, Rashi had a mayor de kekasha on the Ritva. How does the Ritva learn? The Ritva learns that peiris does not mean peiris, it means din peiris. Pekun, in other words, that there's no chiyef him to be peirika. Why? Because nai ksube keksube. So he says it's not true. The halacha is that afilu she gets a ksube, there's no chiev to be paid to her because the chiev pidyon pirkun is leisvinach lile into. Here you can't take her back for a wife. So not as the halacha, the way the ritva learns, just like she doesn't get a ksube, she doesn't get pirkuna. That's not true. That's not the reason. Afilu by almona lekayin gadol, we'll see in a minute. That she does get a ksube, but there's no chiyev pirkuna, because the chiyev pirkuna is a svinach lila into. That's why Rashi learned Goran Ander Pshat in our Gemara. Now let us continue Rashi. Umishum da ashkechon ba'almone. So now Rashi is talking about almona lekayin gadol. Diyesh lo peiris she'ochalu, that she does get the peiris. What's by almone? And Almone gets the peiris. So let us just see Rashi. When we learned the Rashi, we didn't understand Rashi, but I think
Now we'll understand it a little better. By Almona L'Koyin Gadol Daf Pei Hei Amid Aleph, it says, Rashi says as follows. By Almona L'Koyin Gadol Daf Pei Hei Amid Aleph says, V'yesh Lo Peiris towards the bottom. Sha'af Al-Pi Sha'ochel Es HaPeiris, he ate the Peiris. Kivin the Shaloi Kedin Ochlom, he was not permitted to eat them. Sherei loy hoyu loy bo nisuyim me'olim, which we didn't understand, but I think it means nisuyim me'ulim. So me'mele, so he has to go and give back the peiris. So dachs me'rashi means to say he doesn't have nisuyim me'ulim, that means there's no chiyah pirkuno. Because, and that's how the Rabbein Avraham Minahor Taka says pshat in this Rashi over here. Since he doesn't have a chiyah pirkuno, because he can't say svinach lila intui, because he can't take her back. So memele, so since there's no chiyah pirkuno, so he has to go and give back the peiris. He has to go and give back, because the whole reason he's permitted to eat the peiris is because of his chiyah pirkuna. So Rashi says, by Almona L'Koyin Gadol, since there's no chiyah pirkuna, because the chiyah pirkuna is like svi nechlili into, so therefore you don't have a right to eat the peiris. So he gives back the peiris. Now that's, so here's the same thing. Here there's also no din chiyah pirkuna. So Rashi says, so let him give her back the peiris. So it says no. And here they constant and she lost the peiris. That's what Rashi says over here. Mishum da askrin ba'almona, means amon l'koyin gadol, the yesh lo peiris shochalu. And you saw this is the same like over there, because if there's no chiyah pirkunas, he should return to the peiris. It's like me'mahochi da'ein lo. Period. Let us go further. It says in the Mishnah, not lo mizeh mizeh. What if she took it? She has no right to take it. What if she took it? So she returns it. Pshita. Ma detaymek, even the tovsa loy mafkina mino. If she took it already, that means, well, the Edmondson, he owes her the payers. Mikaradin. No, we said you don't get. But what if she took it already? So I would think loy mafkina mino, kamash malon. And the Ritva God is Moisev Afilu. She was Typhus Beloy Edim. So that means she's an Erlich also. She says, she chopped everything away. And now no one knows who took it. So now she comes to Bezin. She says, I took it. So, but she's a very fine person. Afopika, and you took it, so now please give it back to him. That's the Chiddush. Afilu, she had wanted to, she could have kept quiet, but since she didn't keep quiet, so we'll take it away from her. Now, it says further, the Mishnah, Havlad Mamza. Nan Hosam, we learned the Mishnah, Ein Termin Min HaTomei Alatoya. One is not permitted to be Termin Min HaTomei Alatoya. We'll see later the reasons. Vim Torah. And what is if he was Torah? Is the halacha as follows. B'shoigig, if he did it b'shoigig, truma say truma. So the truma is chal. B'meizid loy osa v'loy klo. B'meizid, if b'meizid he was Torah min atomei ala Torah, so it's loy osa v'loy klo. So the Gemara says, what does that mean exactly? My loy osa v'loy klo. Omar Rav Chizde loy osa v'loy klum kol iker. Whatever he did, nothing happened. Dafilu ahi greve. That means that the mide that he made trume, the tamei diketevel that he made trume, hoda letivle, is becomes tevel. Now let's just explain. Let's see Rashi for 1 minute, so we'll be able to understand a little bit. According to Rashi, the flow of the Gemara. What does Rashi say? Ein termin min hatomei mishum hefset koyim. So, poshet pshat is, we'll be mach a little later in this nekuda, but poshet pshat is, this is adrabon and dekedin, as we'll see as the siga progresses. That means meiker adin, if a person is mafrish min hatomei ala toyer, the trume is chal min hatoyer. The Rabbonon were against this because it's hefset koyin. You're giving the koyin trumet meyer, so he can't eat it. He can only burn it. So it's hefset koyin. So he said, don't do it. So they said as follows: b'shoigik, if he didn't know it was tamei, is trumah say trumah. the mezid, if he was a shaygitz and he did it, so mamele, so they said ain truma say truma. So what do we say? It says lay also veleiklo. Now what's a taish lay also veleiklo? So Rav Chisda said that nothing was chal. The truma wasn't chal, and the truma on the tomei wasn't chal, and the toyer did not become chulin. Everything is tevel. It's like nothing had been done. Now, we have to understand this. That what we're saying, that you have to be mafrish again on the Torah. No. That's a chumre. It means, chumina Torah, the tumor was chal. But, we're machma. You have to be mafrish again, mina Torah, ala Torah. But that what Rav Chisda said, that the tumor, that he was mafresh, he made the, that what he made the tomei trume, that becomes tevel, and the chalais trume is not chal. Now this is a moire de kechidish. That means because min ha teire it really became trume, and min ha teire became trume, and by saying that the trume wasn't chal, so you know what you're saying? So you say, now it's tevel, now be mafresh minei ubei from the tomei, now give a little bit of this to the koyin, it's min ha tomei ala tomei, And the rest, a zohar will eat. So, Rav Chisda saying, a moira de kechidish, that we took trume de yoreise, and we said that trume de yoreise was not chal, and we said a zohar is allowed to eat it if you be mafrish minay yobay, and the Gemara is going to ask later on Rav Chisda, how could Chazal do such a thing? But that's what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said, we consider ki ilu nothing was done. The Tomei did not become Trume, the Toyer did not become Chulin, nothing was done, everything is like it was before the Afrosh, everything is Tevel. That's what Rav Chisda said. Rav Nosson b'Rabbi Yishaya Omar lo'y oso v'lo'y klum l'saken es ha-shirayim. He said, no, not it. The Tomei is ich a Trume. I mean, it's Trume min ha-Toyre, that there's no shaila about it. But they said that you cannot eat, even though in a Torah it's chulin, you have to be mafresh. That means midarabonon, the chulin still has a shame table, and you have to be misakin the shirayim. Avot trume havi, but the trume is a trume. Rav Chisda loy omer ki Rav Nosson b'Rabbi Yishaya. Why did Rav Chisda not want to say Rav Nosson b'Rabbi Yishaya? The amrit have trume, if you'll say it's trume, zimnin de posha veloy mafresh. That means, we're talking about a person who's not from the Lamed Vov Tzadikim. He was amazed. He knew you're not allowed to be mafresh min atomei ala toyer. He did it. So memele, so if, so Rav Chisda said, if you'll tell him, the tomei is trume, so then they'll say, oh, the Tomei is Trume. So it did become Trume. So the Tomei became Trume, so the Toyer is Chulin. I know how it works. If the Tomei is Trume, then the Toyer is Chulin. You're telling me I should be Mafrish Nochemol on the Chulin, on the Toyer? You forget about it. I won't do it. I see already what happened. If you tell me the Tomei is Trume, so I see became Trume, so I'll kochoch. From the little what I know, so I know that the Torah became chulin. So he'll be posha. He won't do anything. He won't listen to us. The amrit avitrum is zimnin de posha v'loy mafrish. He won't be mafrish from the Torah. So therefore they had to say that nothing happened. And then he sees that if nothing happened, so then the only way he can be misakin, The Torah is only being mafresh minei yabay. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, avotrum avot v'kitcho v'yarsa v'yitra min ha-Torah. That's what Rav Nosson b'Rabbi Yishaya says. Dume posha v'lehod de mafresh min ha-Torah. L'kamen porich kivim midei raise trumei. Bidiktoni, bishoigik, trumosei, trumos, you see, mina toiret, trumos, heichem, afkin, elamik, dushoso, how can you make this trume, ois trume, mishum dulme posha? Okay, that's a problem. But later the Gemara will discuss this. So the Gemara asks, Maishna mihodisnan, hatoirim kishois venimtseis mora, havatiach venimtseis aruach. He was mafresh kishois, and later he finds that the kishis that he made trume was bitter. We see in Tosis it's kamat unedible. Havatiach venimtseis aruach. So it says, trume viyagzer viyitrim. So, it's trume viyagzer viyitrim. So this is Akasha and Rav Chisde. As Rav Chisde said, and the Ritva wants to be mamtik a little bit, the Ritva says there was roiv pa'omim, there were many bitter kishes, and many saruach tikavtichim. We're speaking about, I don't know, before modern agricultural methods and refrigeration, al kaponim, this was adovo shchiach ma'id. So the Gemara understood, we'll see that this person who made the trum is a shtikol meizit. He's a zichah meizit. We'll see what he had an eitz of what to do. So like he made behedye, he made a kish, a mora should be trume, he made a saruach should be trume. And there it says, klo, trume viyachzer viyitrim. There it says that it's trume viyachzer viyitrim. So you see, klo, not like Rav Chisde, that doesn't become tevel, the mora. It's trume viyachzer viyitrim. You don't say that if it's trume, so it'll be pesheya. So the Gemara says, shoygik amazit karomis. It says, nimtseis. It's vinished vi, afilu, it's very shchiach to have, bitter kishois and saruach dikavatichim, abal kaponim, it's fault. It was a shoygik of it. This person is not such a big shoygitz. He was a shoygit. Shoygik amazit karomis. Shoygik loy ovid isur. He didn't do an Isser behedye. He didn't know klor. He wasn't, it was a shtickle pesheya, we'll see, but he wasn't, he didn't know klor that he's being mafrish moro al mosik. He didn't know that. Mezit kava di sure, but the case of the first Mishnah, this person is doing an Isser. He knows all about it. And it doesn't bother him. So such a person, if you just tell him that it's trume, he's finished already. He won't do what you want him to do. He won't be mafrish min ha-toyer ala toyer. Fine. So what did Rav Chisde say? This is shoygig. This is called shoygig. So the man also must say, this you call shoygig, v'rami shoygig ha-shoygig. So if this is called shoygig, hochik toni, b'shoigik trumosay trume. Here, we by shoigik, it says, by tome ala toyer, it says, trumosay trume. Hosam toni trume v'yachse v'yitrein. By kishis, it says, it's trume v'yachse v'yitrein. So, if it's shoigik, so you call the shoigik. So why did they say over here that yachse v'yitrein? So the answer awesome shaygik karev lemezit. There's a shaygik karev lemezit. It's not a pure shaygik. The iboyelei lemitame. He should have been toyim before he made the kishes trume. He should have been toyim it. And we'll see in Taisvis how are you toyim it. That means you should cut off a little bit of the kishes. And he should be mafresh and a little bit mineya bay trumas and maisris, and then he should eat the chulin, and then he'll taste the chulin. There's a lot to taste it, because, so be mafresh mineya bay, then he'll see if it's moro. So don't make this truma on the 50 kishis. If it's not moro, so then you can make it. He should have done this. There was an avla. So since he did this, since he didn't do this, which would have been proper for him to do, so therefore, we cancel him. We see the shaygik called the meizah, so he say, yarzavi, trume vi yarzavi yitre. But, here this is, he didn't know that it was tamay, so therefore, we didn't cancel him whatsoever. V'rami meizid amezid. So the Gemara says, I see another kash according to Rav Chisde. Hachik toni b'meizid le'osa klum. And if he made b'meizit, so it's tevel, it's nothing, it's nothing is chal. Awesome t'nam. HaTorim Mishe'ein Nokuv Al Nokuv. If a person was Torim Min HaPtur Al Achiyiv, you have Tvur which grew in the Otzit She'ein Nokuv, which is only Chayv B'Rabbonim. He was Torim Mishe'ein Nokuv Al Nokuv. So that says he knew about it. It's Trume V'Yachser V'Yitroim. It's Trume. We made the Eini Nokov Trume, the Yachzav Yitroim, but it has to be now Torim on the Nokov. And here, Rav Chisda is telling us that B'mezid, it's about everything Tevel. So the Gemara answers, B'trei Moni Tzayis, B'chad Moni Loi Tzayis. That means, here, he'll cooperate. He realizes one is Ptur, one is Chiyev. You tell him that min Ptur ala Chiyev, it's not Chal, it's Trei Moni. He can realize that this can't pata this, so therefore he'll be Mafrish min Chiyev ala Chiyev. But over here, min Tomei ala Toyer, it's Chad Moni, everything is min Chiyev ala Chiyev. This, if you tell him it's Tume, he'll be Poisheya, and he won't be Mafrish again. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, V'nimtzeis more, Shoigiko, midiktoni, nimtzeis, mechlaldi, mikor, lehavi yoda. Bitrei moni tzayis, kloima, hosam, kiven de mitrei moni, since it's from two different kalim, ki amritle, hodo treime idoch, we tell him, be Mafrish trume from the noku, tzayis loch. He'll listen to you. He understands that this is Ptur, this is Chiyev. The local migza dilme poshe. He'll understand this, that this is Ptur and this is Chiyev, and the Ptur can't pata Chiyev. Avo mitome ala toyer de tovayu bechad mone robo. They both grew in one keli, but it's nokiv. Ki amrit lei ten zu v'chazer v'hifrish acheres eine shemel. This he won't listen already. If it's chad mone, it's min achiev al achiev, eine shemel, v'noisin esa tmei elekoi. What he's going to do, he's going to give you, tell me the tmei is trume, I'll give that to the koyin in a guten tag. So therefore, Rav Chisda says, if he won't listen, so what did we accomplish? Umutav tarzer zu letivlo. So therefore we say that everything becomes tevel, the tamei also becomes tevel, v'yitain tahira l'kayim, let him give tahira l'kayim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ul Rab Nosson b'Rabbi Yishai, da'oma lo'y osa v'lo'y klum l'sakin shirayim. According to Rav Nosson b'Rabbi Yishai, the Omar loy also v'loy klum l'sakin shirayim. He says that the Mishnah says loy also v'loy klum. That means that the shirayim you have to be mafresh again. The shirayim are tevel midarabonim. Avot truma havi, but the tomei is trume. So the Gemara asks, is maishno mehodis nan min hanokuv? Al she'enei nokuv, trumosoi trume, v'loisei ochel, ad she'yeitzi la truma o'maiser mimokem acher. If a person was mafrish min achiv ala ptur, min hanokuv al she'enei nokuv, so min ha'teire, it's not trume at all. It's not trume whatsoever. And because it's min achiv ala ptur, so we say, but he called it trume. So it has a din trume, but he can't give it to the kohen the way it is. He has to be mafresh trume and meiser from this nokuv, and then he gives that to the kohen. He can't give to the kohen the trume that he was mafresh from the nokuv, because between you and me, this is tevel d'oraisa. He can't do this. He has to give to the kohen. He has to be mafresh mimokem acher on this nokuv, and then he makes it, and then he makes a muta bachila, then he gives that to the kohen. So here it says, you don't give to the kohen the trume the way it is, you're mesakin the trume first. And by us it says, minatome ala toer, we say you give the kohen the Trumet Meir, and you give him other Trum also, but to give him the Trumet Meir Ba'asher Hashem the way it is, you don't fix it. So the Gemara answers, so Rav Nosson answers as follows, Shani Hoche Demideraise Trume Mal Yosei. Over here, Mina Tome Ala Toyer, Mina Toyre, it's kosher Trume. Kide Rabbi Loi, the Omar Rabbi Loi, Minai Le Toyre Minaro Ala Yofe, She Trumosei Trume. Dersiv Loi Sisu Olof Chei, Parimchem Eschel Boi Mimeno. It says that you will not have a chait if when b'shas afrosh you'll give the chelba, you'll give the best for the truma, then you won't have a chait. But what's pshat and pasuk? But if you're going to be toira min haro ala yofe, then you'll have a chait. That's what the pasuk is telling us. If you give chelba mimenu, you won't have a chait. But if you're going to give toira min haro ala yofe, you will have a chait. Vim ein kodesh nesiyas chait lama. So if min arola yofe is a, that b'diyeved, it's ma'akiv the chalois trume, that it doesn't become trume, so I don't have a chait that was mafrish min arola yofe, nothing happened. It's not chal. And the pasuk says, make sure to be mafrish min hayofe, because if you be mafrish min haro ala yofe, you'll have a chet. So vayistoy said, the trum is chal, but he have a chet. Vimein kodesh nishi es chet lomo, mikan le toire min haro ala yofe, she trumo say trum. Yeah, let us see Rashi. Avo truma have, Vakoyin madliko miyad, and it's by tomei ala toyer. It's true. The koyin madliko miyad. That's what Rashi holds miyad, because Rashi holds you can't keep it around. It could become to a kilkel. We had in the sefer of the first perek in Psachim that you can't hold truma tmeya stamazay around, because it's people won't know that it's truma tmei, and they might come to eat it. So you burn it right away. But it's truma, but finish, you're allowed to burn it, and it's truma. Maishna mahodis nan loisoicha lekoin ad sheyitain al sozu truma maisa mimokimache. There it says that the koin is not permitted to eat it. There it says that it's not truma, it's tevil, and you're not allowed to give it to the kohen till you're misaken it. So also you shouldn't give it to the kohen. Shema Yisraif tevil tome. Maybe he'll burn tevil tome. You're not allowed to burn tevil. So memele, so it's also banoshel kilui. So what's the difference? Here you have to be misakin the tevil before you give it to the kohen to eat. You don't have to be misakin the tevil before you give it to the kohen to burn. So the Gemara answers, shani hoche betomei v'toher, t'midereise trume mal yosei, it's a kosher trume. This is minachiv alaptu. But given the aptur komafrish, since he's mafrish minaptur, loichayil alo shem trume. So therefore, it's not, since it's given the aptur komafrish, loichayil alo shem trume. So it never became trume. Because it's minachiv alaptu. Hilkach tevelu. So it remained tevil. V'osar af l'koyin. So it's osar af l'koyin. Min anokav ashen anokav. So really, you shouldn't have to give it to the koyin, because it's not truma. It's min achiv alaptu, never became truma. V'rabonu de gozri l'misvah l'koyin. Rabonu wa gozri to give it to the koyin. Hoyil v'kor olei shem truma. He called it truma. So they said, you call it truma, you give it to the koyin. V'Yisroel zeh she'nosla, but if he's giving it to the Kohen, tzorech lahafchish lo truma maisa, so he can't give to the Kohen a truma which is min ha'toyre tevel, so you have to be mafrish lo truma maisa. Period. Vein zorich lachze u lahafrish mima she einokit. Narashi says, Narashi is asking a kasha. That means, min anokub al she'ein einokub is, it's tevil. The inokub is tevil. It never became trume. So if it never became trume, so l'chayre, you should have to be mafrish on the ein einokub also. Well, it's because you never were mafrish trume on it. L'hafrish mima she'ein nokuv. To be mafrish she'ein nokuv, the trume in the lay the rabbonon, the whole trume is mid the rabbonon. For afrish alay, he was mafrish. We'll explain this Rashi later, but let's just go further. Mi she'ein nokuv ala nokuv. Now let's go to the previous case. If a person is mafrish mi she'ein nokuv ala nokuv, Tamrinen la'el trumehi umuta l'koyim. This is trume. Now what's over there? In the ein nokuv ala nokuv, they also says it's trume. They don't have to be misakin it. Ein nokuv ala nokuv. So Rashi seems to ask a kasha l'chere, it's also, the ein nokuv is ptu. Ala nokuv is never, l'chere never became trume because it's been a ptu ala chir. So l'chayre, the ein nokuv is really not trume. It's tevil mi the rabbonon. That's Rashi's kasha, because it wasn't chalach alois trumane, because it's naptur alachir. I mean, she'ein nokuv ala nokuv damrin elal trume umuta lekay. Da havelay mi naptur alachir. That's naptur alachir. Hilkach. Aval gab, do ho da afresh alo loy mifter bahachtrum, even though the ene nokuv did not become potter, v'loy chayil alei shem trum, and there wasn't chala shem trum, afilo hochi loyim rinin loy soichel, we don't say that he should not eat the ene nokuv, doesn't bother us if the koyin will eat the tevel. The ain aleho din tevel utrumen. It doesn't have a din tevel or a din trumen. We'll come back to this Rashi. Bloy siso ho im loy torimu min amufcha tiso chayt. Vimeinoi kodesh, if it wouldn't be kodesh, nisri is chayt lomom. Let us see Taisvis. Ein tomin min hatomei al hatoya. Now, Rashi had said, why aren't you toyrim min hatomei al hatoya? So Rashi said, mishum hefsid koyin. That's what Rashi said. Rivon pirish, mishum dechsiv titein loy veloy loyroy. The Rivon said, because there's a drosha, that trume has to be titein loy. You have to be mafresh a trume that's royly nosein loy, they should be able to eat. Beloy loyroy. Not that the kohen should burn it. There's a loche that trume has to be given to the kohen to eat. V'yev shaloy mekay. So Tosfos says you can't say this pshat. The beperi kol shah porich alo. Vim toram b'shoigek trumosai trume. The Gemara asks Akashe, it says in our Mishneh, vim toram b'shoigek trumosai trume. By tomei ala toyer. V'amai leim eloi v'loi loi. Right? That's the Gemara's Akashe. V'mishani hosom shahoysa loi shas akashe. That our Mishneh is speaking about that it had a shas akashe. That means there was a zman that it was roi litain loy. That means it wasn't tomei in the beginning. It was toyer. This later became tomei, and he was mafrish. He made it truma when it was tomei. But this tomei had a shasa kosher once that it was once toyer. You could have made it truma. It could have been titain loy. You weren't mafrish it then, no? But it was roi litain loy. V'titain loy v'loy la'oiroi. The drosha v'titain loy v'loy la'oiroi. B'shaloi hoysa loy sha'asa kosha. Here we're talking about that you're making something tume that never was roi to be given to a kohen to eat. It was only oimed l'sreife. And the Gemara says two cases, kegoin the achmitz b'mechuba, it's talking about that yet tvua that became chometz when it was still attached. And then we were toilish, and you can't make truma on mechuba. And then when we were toilish, the tvua was pesach. So it was never roi litain loy. It was never roi to give to the koyim. That means b'shas it became tolush, b'shas it became roi likrei olav shem truma. It wasn't roi litain loy. So never had a shas a koisha litain loy. Oisha tolsha tome. Or a second case that doesn't have a shas a koisha. That umashke tefeya chaleh. Let's say that you had tvue. And you can't make it trume. It calls man it's mechuba. And atome was toilish it. And it was mashke tefeya chaleh. So soon as it became roi to become trume, it became tome. So it was never roi litain loy. V'hosam afilu b'diyevet ein truma osay truma. The drosh of titain loy v'loy loyroy zapasos afilu b'diyevet. So this drosh number one. This drosh only applies if it didn't have a shas akasha. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. Number two, if it didn't have a shas akasha, so takir truma is not chal period. It says b'shaygi truma osay truma. So this whole drosha that the Rivon brought is not applicable. The drosha only applies when there's no shas akasha. And here, since there was a shas akasha, so the drosha doesn't apply, and number one. And number two, and if the drosha does apply, so it wouldn't become trumingans. And here it says, b'shaygi trumosei trum. V'hoch l'ayinu tam d'l'chadchila ein trume mishum hefzit kayin. It's not trume mishum hefzit koyin to the pirish bekuntres. Inami heiche shahoyseloi shas hakoyshe, or maybe they were goyze when it had a shas hakoyshe, gozru de lechatchila lo yitroim otu heiche de loy hoyseloi shas hakoyshe. That means tome that won't have a shas hakoyshe doesn't become trume. Tome that had a shas akasha does become trume. They were geyser, hoysaloi shas akasha, or to loy hoysaloi shas akasha. So that's why, and if one have a shas akasha, won't become trume. So they were geyser, afil hoysaloi shas akasha, or to loy hoysaloi shas akasha. Voidei mari, mikol chelboi, tzorch litroin min hayofe. You have to be toire min hayofe, min hatome ala toire, ave min haro ala yofe. This is min haro ala yofe. So memele, so three reasons why you're not toire min hatome ala toire, either al tzhefzit koyin, or they were geyser, hoysaloi shasa koyshe, otaloi hoysaloi shasa koyshe, or it's min haro ala yofe. Va'af al gav de minaro ale yof afilu b'meize trumosei trume bein tzorech lachze v'litrim. So Taisva says, so this doesn't make sense. Here it says, ein trumosei trume b'meize din yachze v'yitre minaro ale yof. It's the daloche is that ein trumi minaro ale yof. Yitoyrem yevachei. But the trum is chal. And Chazal didn't make a knas. It is not a meseches trumis, minaro ala yofe, trumosei trume, ulek tonei viyachze viyitre. So Taisu says, betomei hichmiru tvei mishum doloi chozi lachile klal. This is, in rod is also madregis. Ein tomei minaro ala yofe, one should not be toirem from an inferior peiri on a better peiri. But on a superior peiri. But it's still a peiri, it's still roi lachila, it's not as choshu, but it's roi lachila. So there, they said, but yeah, but it's good they didn't chepen. But here, it's not roi bechla lachila. Rabbi Yitzchak Chozik Hila Klal, Avaro Chozik Tzas, by the time of the Kishis of Nimtzeis Moro, there we see there were Machma that Tzorch Lachze Velitre Mishim Blei Chozik Lechel Kamei Shalo, Kishis that's Moro, it's not Roy Lachilik, the Mucher Be Yerushalmi, the Kori Lo Sofik Oichlan, the Yerushalmi calls Moro, it's a Sofik Vezatoyos Oichlan Bechlal, so it's Kemat not edible. So if it's not kemat, not edible, then the halacha is that they said yachze v'yitroim. There they said yachze v'yitroim. Now, I'd like to explain a few inyonim. Taisvis brought down a rivon. The rivon had said there's a posik loy v'loy lo'iroi. And that's why it's ein trumosai trume. And Taisvah says that's a shrek. First of all, the holding of loy v'loy loy is only loy loy shasa kesha. Number one. And if it's loy loy shasa kesha, so it's like it's not trume mina teira. The v'leir shasa kesha is no din of loy v'loy loy. So Taisvah slugged up the rivam. L'chayre, there's a Taisvus Rid in Kedushin, Daf Nun Chesam at Beis, a Yesoidis take a Taisvus Rid. Agav Urche, what the Taisvus Rid says, there's an Oidibiyuda that's Machadish this, and he says he didn't see anyone should say it till the Oidibiyuda, but the Maritz Chai is saying, so there was a Taisvus Rid said it already. Let me just say over the Taisvus Rid. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Nun Chesam Bet Beis, Chita Achas Peiteres Es Akri. You take one Chita and that part is the Kri. Reisi Makshim Vo Titein Loi Ksiv. Ni Titein Loi. U Beinen Kedei Nesine Kedei Dorish Gabi Reishis Hageis. You have to give Kedei Nesine. A Chita is not called Kedei Nesine. V'nira Li Letaretz. Zogte Taisus Chida Yisod, de bevadai mitzve litain loy dova choshev, de zichia titain loy, you have to give kedai nesin, you have to give a dova choshev, de zichia mitzve, like you say, bereishis hageiz, and then he brings a whole tzatah by other things, and uadin by trume, you zichia have to give, de zichia a mitzve mina toire, to give kedai nesin, Avomiu, afal pi shem mitzvosei bekach, there's a mitzvah. Im eina roitze lekayim mitzvah. What if he doesn't want to do this mitzvah? V'toram chita achas mikol akri. It's an expensive mitzvah. Kedai nesine, you have to give up, kedai nesine is not so poshut. He doesn't want to do this mitzvah. He wants to eat his tefillah, but he doesn't want to do the mitzvah. Zogt der Taisvus Rit, is, vi meine reitzel kai mitzwe zu, vi toram chita achas mikol akri, mesuken. The kri is mesuken. Vi yotza midei tivlo, if not tevel, chita achas poiteres es akri. The kri is chulen. Elo, zogt der Taisvus Rit, Ella zogt der Taisvus Rid, shloi kayim mitzvus nesine. It wasn't a kayim mitzvus nesine, but it's mesak. Vochinam itnam beperk beis de trume, ein termin min atomei ala toyo. Vim tom shoygik trimo, se trume, meizid lo yose klum, meizilo mesachlis yevomis. Perish. Ein termi min atomei, now let's explain this halacha. Ein termi min atomei ala toyer, da oma akro titein loy v'loy la oiroi. He brings that, you know why you're not allowed to do it? You have to give the koyim to eat. You shouldn't give him. There's a din kedai nesine. And you have to give him, not only is the din titein, that it has to have a value, but there's a din titein loy. You should give him. You should give the kohen something he should be able to eat. You're being mafrish tumet meyer, you mafrish tomei alato. You want mekayim titein loy. The pasuk says, "Titein loy v'loy loyoy." Va'aval pisha mitzvosoy bekar. Even though that's the mitzvah is to give the kohen truma that he can eat. Just like the Tosfos Rit said a minute ago, the mitzvah is titein. You don't give him achita achas. That's that called a nesina. It's worth pachas mishav apruta. You have to give him a geherig a nesina. That's number one. But the pasuk says you have to be titein loy. You have to give him not something that's worth money, and you have to give him something that he could eat. You didn't give him something that he could eat. You gave him to your mafresh min atomei alatoyer. So you gave him. So you gave him fuel. You didn't give him food. So you know what's at the Taisus Reed? You weren't mekayim the mitzvah. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. Va'afalpi shemitzvosoi bekach. That's the mitzvah. Titein loy im toran. Nisketivloi, but if he was Torah, so the table is mesukin. It's metzchulin. Va'afal pishe chisa mitzvah. Va'adiktani b'meizel yosav loy klum. Kol zamishum knosa. Avotrumosu min dine trumah va'afal pishe chisa mitzvah. This is the Tosfos Rit, and l'chay this is the Rivam. But let's elaborate one thing that be'emison. That Mustama the Taisus Rid and the Rivon learned that there are two dinim in Titein Loi. There's one din in Titein Loi that the Tvue has to be such a Tvue Sheroi Litein Loi. That means if it never had a Shasa Kaisha, if it never had a Shasa, that's the Gemara Msochim. If it never had a Shasa Kaisha, was never Roi, that's the din in the Chepsha. Was never roi litein loy, so memela, so it's not truma minatoyre, it's nothing. That means in order that the shem truma should be chal, it has to have a shasa kosha, that means it should be possible, this is such a tvue that one is able to give it to the koyim. If it was nitlash, it was hechmetz b'mechuber, or it was b'shas tlish, it became tomei right away, the binyan was told, she became tomei b'shas akosha. So this was a tvue, that's not roi, mi linosei mi tvue zulekoim, so this tvue can't become trume. That's a din in the chepze. Now there's a din, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of titen loy also of loy loy. That means if it had a shasa kosher, that's the gemara m'soch. So if it had a shasa kosher, it can become truma ready. Because it is a tvue that's royally nosein loy. Now there's a mitzvah, you should go and give it liten loy. When you give truma, Rabbi, give such a truma that's royally liten loy. You go and give liten loy, you mevatel a mitzvah derais and they cancel you. This lechayre is the shitas harivon, and perhaps we could be a little mamtik if we want to. Tosfos did not like this. It could be for more than one reason. Tosfos didn't like it. Could be Tosfos Bechal doesn't hold like the Tosfos Rid. I mean, the Tosfos Rid took the hashtik teire. There's a mitzvah of titein loy, and that's. But it could be perhaps we could be mamtik. We had. It says, Lahokim la'ochiv shame. So the Gemara darshins, that Rabbi Kiva darshins, asris chame, it cannot be miyabim, cannot be choylitz, because never eshasa koish, he's alav barakom Hashem. Asris chame, that's a din in the gavre. He's not a barakom Hashem, you have to be a barakom Hashem. If he never had a shas kosher, he was he was alive by a kom Hashem. He's mufki from the parsha bim. That's a din in the gav. There's a machloikis Tosfos in the Rashba and Avchofam at Beis. Here the Gemara says gozru biyeri shayne otu biyeshniye. So Tosfos says the Gemara could have said Gozru Haro Otu Gmarbiya. Gmarbiya also you're not permitted to make because you mekayim the mitzvah with Haro. If you made Haro, so it's Konai. The Rashba says no, you mekayim a mitzvah be Gmarbiya Lahokim Lachiv Shein. So the Rashba learned the two dinim Lahokim Lachiv Shein. There's one din Lahokim Lachiv Shein a din in the Gavre that the Gemara says. Aschis Chama is a lav bar akom Hashem. He's never the shasa koisha, so he's mufke from Yibo. That's one thing. But then the Rashi says another thing also, that is a mitzvah to make marbir. But you need to make a beer of Akom Hashem. So the Rashba took this posik and says there's two dinim in this posik. There's a tnaili kuve that the gavre has to have a shas ha-koshe. He has to be a bar Akom Hashem. And there's another din that is a mitzvah to make a beer of Akom Hashem. Taisvis didn't hold of this. So it could be Taisvis hold, you don't take a posik and make two dinim out of it. If it's at nine, that's it. If it's at nine, the gavre used to be a bar Akom Hashem, this. But to make two dinim, that one is a din in the gavre, but the yeve, the one is a mitzvah lachatchile. Taisvis could be Taisvis shitose, Taisvis do not hold like this. One more ha'ore. And what Rashi said. There's a meiradike machloikis between the Ramban and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs Sheiresh Yud Beis. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Hafroshes Trumen, the mitzvah is to give matonis lekoyim. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is from your tefuah, you have to give a maton l'koyim. It's one mitzvah. To be mafrish a matonik l'koyim. The Ramban is choylik. The Ramban says there's two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to be mesaken the kri. Chita achas peiteres asakri. There's one mitzvah. And v'raye the aloch is a koin also has to be mafrish trume. So the mitzvah isn't out to matnes kohune. He's a koin. There's one then you have to be mafrish trume. And then the Ramban says, now after you're mafrish trume, what do you do with it? Maybe you throw it away. I was finished. I was mafrish trume. No, so the Torah said, oh, the trume, you are mafrish. There's a mitzvah to give this to the koin. So from the Ramban, it would seem that there's two distinct dinim. There's a din of Afroshes Trume, and the mitzvah of Nesina L'Choyre is chal after the Afroshe. You are mafrish already. So now, what do you do with it? Now there's a mitzvah. Nesina is a mitzvah of Nesina. From the Ramban, it seems there's one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mafrish, matonis, L'Koyim. That's the whole mitzvah. There's no two mitzvahs. So L'Choyre is hazay. According to the Rambam, Rashi is very understandable over here in the first lashon of Taisvus. Taisvus said, "Ein termin min atomei al atoyer." Why? Hefset koy. So now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the hafroshe. We're not up to mitzvus in the scene. We're talking about hafroshe. And v'im toram b'meizid is ein trumosei trume. We're talking about if a person is permitted to make, if a person is permitted to make tomei truma, in tomei mina tomei ala toya. So Rashi says hefset koyin. Rashi says according to the Bible hefset koyin. So if you learn like the Rambam, that's very good. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give. There's no two mitzvahs. The mitzvah is to give matones. That's a mitzvah to give reishis hageis. There's a mitzvah to give from your tefuah maton elokai. That is the mitzvah. There's no two mitzvahs. The Ramban brings the raya. It's tevel akai. It also has to be mafresh tevel. That's the Ramban's akasha. But the Rambam didn't learn like that. The Rambam learned there's one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah of nesinis matonis lekoin. Just like you give reishis hageis to the akain, you give tumet akain. That's it. It's one mitzvah. You have to be mafresh matonis. You have to give it. But that's the mitzvah. So if the Yisod HaMitzvah is Maton HaLekoyim, so then Rashi, so Mamele we can understand, so listen, give a mensel HaMaton, this is a Hefset Koyim. And if the Yisod HaMitzvah is the Maton, so Chazal said, if you're not giving a proper Maton, we'll say the Truma isn't Chal, because the Mitzvah is to give a proper Maton, ain't Termin. Ain't you not permitted to make such a trume? Not permitted to make such a matone of tome lekoyin? Because it's not a proper matone. And if you did it, be mazed. We'll show you. Ain't truma say tum. So the tum isn't chal. That's it. You have to be chayzer mafresh. So according to the Rambam, that the yisod ha-mitzvah is matona lekoyin, so we can understand if you didn't make a proper matone, so Chazal put down their feet and said, so the trum isn't chal, the frosh isn't chal, it's still tevil, because the whole mitzvah is to make a proper matone. But according to the Ramban, the Ramban says there's one din of tikkun. There's one din of tikkun akri, tikkun atevo. After you are mafresh, now what do you do with it? The matone you have, you give to the kohen. But so the Ramban Zichi couldn't learn like Rashi, because here we are speaking about that the afrosh is no good. That vim toram is jachzavi loyosavi loyklum. He didn't do anything. We're passing the afrosh according to the Ramban. The mitzvah in the sine is a mitzvah that is chal after the afrosh. What is happening with afrosh over here? From here, from the Mishnah, we see that they said the hafrosh is hafrosh psula. Vim toram, it's like osav leiklum. So the trum is no good. What does hefset kain ever shaykhis with the trume? The two distinct mitzvahs according to the Rambam. So lecheira, that is her. But according to the Rambam, it's one mitzvah of nesina lekoyin. So if you're making a not proper nesina, so for kad, you want mekayim the mitzvah. So we said, therefore, that it's not matter, the shirayim.